from the very heart of evergreen forests. Under the starry sky of the desert, with the radiance of silver-colored sand, in the midst of proud mountains. Close up, Iran.
Hello, I am Mitra, an Iranian nature traveler. To know more about the wonders and beauties of magnificent Iran, keep me company.
Oh my God! So scary! Oh no! Oh no! I can't continue watching this movie anymore. I'd better turn off the television. Watching a horrific movie at this time of the night was not a good idea. Oh, even the clock's ticking scares me. My constant fear may have its roots in my tomorrow's trip to the Lake of Ghosts.
Mamra's Lake, or the Lake of Ghosts, is located 32 kilometers from the city of Nowshahr and is in proximity of Salaheddin Kala village. The local name for this lake is Mamra's, but it is better known by the name the Lake of Ghosts, given it in reference to its eerie swampland landscape featuring countless half-drowned trees, often shrouded in mist, giving them the appearance of phantoms. Mamra's Lake, or the Lake of Ghosts, is actually a natural historical phenomenon. This lake has been registered nationally in order to preserve its animal and plant species. The lake's surface and its surroundings are covered with alder and hornbeam trees. The hornbeam tree, with the scientific name of Carpinus betulus, is a tree species native to Iran. The height of this tree can reach between 15 and 25 meters. It has a trunk bearing a smooth gray-green bark. The dead or moribund specimens protruding from the lake have suffered considerable decay from having been partially submerged in its waters for many years. I am now on a beautiful forest route. To reach the Lake of Ghosts, I have to walk 15 kilometers. This forest is amazing, and the sound of birds has doubled its beauty. Thank God I haven't seen anything scary up to now. It's just tall trees and the sound of birds. Oh my God! What a wonderful scenery! I am now standing by the Lake of Ghosts, and I can't believe what I see. The lake is covered with a heavy fog. Weird remains of trunks in the middle of the lake. It's more astonishing rather than being a scary place. You know, the Lake of Ghosts is an unspoiled natural place, so it's home to wild animals like fox, boar, as well as wild dogs. I won't get close to the surrounding areas of the lake. This lake is also home to different species of fish, frog, and snake. Well, I have to leave before it's too late. Honestly, the sound of animals and the eerie scenery is frightening me. Until next time, goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.